And even like sitting on the bus with my trans flag and the placard felt kind of radical and worrying. I wasn't sure what kind of reaction we were going to get. Nothing happened, but I felt vulnerable. And then we assembled outside the town hall. And we didn't know where we were marching. Like, none of. Maybe the organizers knew, maybe some people who were more in with the trans cliques knew. I didn't know where we were going to march. We were gathering outside the art gallery. And then suddenly it became apparent that they were closing the hedgerow, that we were marching down the hedgerow. And this was, that just came as a complete kind of shock to me. Like an amazing shock, but I just sort of hadn't. I thought of Trans Pride as being something where we'd all have to march on the pavements and get in people's way. I didn't think that it was going to be something that was powerful enough to shut the hedgerow down. But they did, and I ended up at the front because I was tall, so I was asked to carry. There's a massive Trans Leeds banner, which I was asked to carry. So there are a bunch of us. Quite tall people at the front with this massive banner, and suddenly we were at the front of a whole crowd of, a smallish crowd, but a crowd of people marching down a closed off hedgerow, and we were chanting, Jamie Fletcher, the who was at the time the organizer of Non-Binary Leeds, she's not anymore. She had a megaphone. I think Sophia Thomas, who was at the time the organizer of Trans Leeds and isn't anymore. She had a megaphone too, I think, and we were chanting, "When trans rights are under attack, what do we do? Fight back!" And trans rights are human rights. Those were the things that we were mostly. And we're here. We're queer. We will not live in fear. All of this stuff. And what was? It felt amazingly powerful. It was pouring with rain. It was freezing. It was 31st of March. It was Trans Day of Visibility, and we were certainly very freaking visible.